And it brings me to this story, which is probably the title of this video. And the title of this video is My First Threesome. Girl, if you want it, Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light, baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans, burning down in some boat shoes. XS Shuffle, who's what's going on? It's your boy Malama YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Malama, hosted by me, myself, and I, Tato Ram Beatty. So if you guys don't know, I am currently at the Empire Partner Foundation Studio. So a big shout out to them for letting me use the space. The link to the YouTube channel is in the description box below, and the link to the YouTube channel and the website is in the description box below. Big shout out to the Innovation Campus too. That's where the Empire Studio is. They empower youth by giving them work experience and teaching them how to develop software solutions. So it's all beautiful. We believe in youth empowerment. I'm the youth. I think I'm still a youth. I'm 25. I'm still a youth. So they're empowering me too. So big shout out to them. Today's a really cool episode, man. Shout out for you guys listening to the past episodes. This one is really cool to me. It's really special to me. The past episode I spoke about, like, you know, me being shy in primary school, me having social anxiety. In high school, we spoke about how I was like that black kid that was weird and different. But university is a bit different, man, because I actually got to find myself. I found my feet, and I got to meet some really, really, really cool people. So today we're speaking about my experience at the University of Pretoria. Shoot. So, guys, pretty much from grade R, which is grade what, zero, grade one in primary school, my dad told me, you are going to be an engineer. So growing up, I didn't know what I was going to be. I wanted to be an accountant. I wanted to be someone in the music space. I wanted to be a pianist. I wanted to be a pilot. I wanted to be everything that you can think of besides an engineer. And if you guys know me now, you know I've got the degree. And you know I've never used a degree in my life. So that showcased that I didn't want to become an engineer. But it was my dad's dream and my dad's wish. And it made sense, bro. My dad wanted to put me in the best situation for me to excel in life. He knew what's booming right now, engineering, one of the best degrees, University of Pretoria, internationally recognized. So let's take my boys and my family to the best institution, to the best institution for engineering. So I went there, man. I made a big mistake. So in high school, I applied for computer engineering when I was supposed to apply for mechanical engineering. So my dad was like, yeah, I want to become a mechanical engineer. It makes sense. Mechanics, robotics, blah, 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 blah. What made sense to him? And obviously me, I'm just like, yes, papa. Sure, papa. That makes sense, papa. Yes, papa. Of course, papa. Whatever you want, papa, because you pay the bills, papa. You get me? So I applied for computer engineering. Yo. If my dad still beat me, I would have got the biggest beating of my life. My dad was so disappointed. He's like, bro, how do you apply for the wrong thing? I specifically told you to apply for mechanical engineering, but you're out here applying for computer. Yo. I'll never forget how much trouble I got into for that. But obviously, we researched what computer engineering was. I mean, it's okay, cool. It's a mixture of engineering, and it's a mixture of IT. It's a mixture of programming. It's a mixture of software design, system design. It's a mixture of all these things. So eventually, he's like, you know what? Actually, I think you might have chosen the right thing. This is God's plans, God's blessing. I said, all right, cool. Let me try for 6 months, and then I'll try change to mechanical. But if I love it, I'll stay. What did your boy do? I changed as soon as I could. I hated computer engineering. I hated engineering in general, guys. So I went from computer engineering all the way to mechanical engineering. And then that's pretty much what I was most of university, a mechanical engineering student. But before we speak too much about university, let's speak about my experience. So you guys know I was a young brother, check what's going on. XA Shafiri, who's it? It's your boy, Malama YouTube. Kitsuri Kakala, Kitsuri Kakaho, Kibulaya Kamala. That's how I used to speak. And that changed pretty, pretty quickly, like within the first couple of months of me being in university, because I was exposed to so much culture, bro. Like I was exposed to Mapedi, Matswana, Zulus, the Xhosas, Ndebeles, everybody. And I was like, wow, black people. Like my whole life I was around so many white people. I was like, wow, there's black people there, black people here, black people in front of me, behind me, black people in class. But because I was doing engineering, there weren't that many girls in class, but there's many girls in the campus though. So obviously I was seeing a lot of black people and I felt like, wow, I belong. A lot of people that went from my high school or from like your all-boy high schools that were black went into university and kept the same white friends. So like a lot of my friends that were black from all the other schools, they went from St. Benedict's, from St. Albans, from Crawford, all these things, and they kept their white circles. So they still speak like this, bro. They still have that thing. But I told myself, I was like, you know what? I hated high school. I hated the people in high school. I hated being called any black name. I hated being called Tabo, Jabulan, Sipo, all these things. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find myself. I'm going to find my people. So in class, shied away very fast from my friends from high school. I ignored them. Same time, I said, you know what? I don't want to be around you guys. I had two best friends, Manny, Aiden. Those ones, they didn't go to University of Pretoria. They went somewhere else. So I was like, you know, everybody else is just noise in my ear. I'm not going to laugh for that. So I'll never forget this guy. His name is Tlotlang, guys. Yo, he is literally Pretorian. I think he's from Sosha. He's Pretorian as fuck. Wolastwana, he grew up at the Correctional Services. I think that's where he was, like, based. And he instantly became my best friend. He taught me what a spatula was. He taught me what slap chips were. Like, guys, things that I did not know were things everyone knows. I did not know. He taught me those things. He made me fall in love with food. He made me fall in love with, like, culture, like, certain type of music, house music. He taught me, it sounds like really snacks, but he taught me how to be black. Like, even he didn't really speak the best English. He always speaks Tswana, which pretty much forced me to speak Setswana. So my Tswana went from, ya, kaho, you get me? So he literally helped me get, like, the way my accent back. I don't want to say it back because when I speak Tswana, people say I sound bad. So I can't even say I got my accent back because apparently I still sound like someone that's white. But he helped me take it to a level which was acceptable. You get me? And Tlang was a nice guy. Like, he, for some reason, had a lot of money. So he always used to take care of me. I took care of him. We were doing engineering together, studying together at the Engage program. So the Engage program is the 5-year program. In the engineering space. So usually engineering is 4 years at the 5-year program. So you basically add a year to your degree because the chances of you doing 4 years at the University of Pretoria were like 20%. So I was like, you know what? Why would I, as a smart man, take the chance of doing a degree and only getting it in 4 years at a 20% risk? You get me? So I was like, you know what? Let me do the 5-year program. And I did that. It's called the Engage program. I did the same thing. And Tlotlang and I chilled every single day. And Tlotlang actually knew girls. So I was chilling with beautiful black girls every single day. You get me? So Tlotlang eventually introduced me to people that you know. Matladi, Lucas, Best, Tron, my best friends to this day. I met them through Tlotlang because we're all in engineering, all in the same space. And now Tlotlang and I weren't the flyest guys, but Matladi and Lucas were those fly boys. So now we're chilling with girls every single 2 hours, every single break. And it was a really good time. I got to really deep dive into the whole Pretorian culture and like what it means to be Pretorian. Because I feel like being Pretorian is a whole culture. The way the girls speak, the way the guys speak, the way you interact, the way you go out, the way you socialize. It's a whole movement on its own. It's the best movement I've ever experienced. I mean, I've touched Cape Town. I've touched Limpopo. I've touched East London. I've touched Ghana, Kenya. And I think Pretoria is the best place to be. Like, I want to retire in Pretoria, work in Pretoria, and live in Pretoria because Pretoria is just beautiful, man. And if you guys are Pretorian, you understand. If you're not, go to Pretoria and you'll understand in quite some time. But yeah, man, through my university, like the first year, I met so many people and I got exposed to girls and lifestyle and failing really quickly. So in my first semester of university, I failed. I think I had maths. I had another maths module. I had probably physics. Didn't do chemistry that semester. Probably like EBM, which is electronics. I had like maybe 7 modules. I failed three. I didn't get into 2 of the exams. And I was like, yo. Is this what university is? And I quickly saw that there's this thing called a supplementary exam. There's this thing called appealing for modules. So if you know what a sup is, if you get close to passing and you didn't pass, they say, okay, my boy, try again. But this time, all you have to do is write up until you get 50%. Then there's a dropping a module. So we used to call it going to the 6th floor in engineering. You go up there and you drop the module because you're like, you know what? I don't think I can even get into the exam. So there's no point in me having this module on my academic record. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop it like a top before it says 36% or 30% on my academic record. So I was doing that like it was a hobby, bro, in my first year. I was doing it so much. And I want to explain to you why I failed. I failed because of lifestyle. My dad would always be like, you have to talk your lifestyle. It's this thing of you just not taking school seriously. I'd be like, no, guys, engineering is hard. Trust me, engineering is hard. It needs a certain level of work ethic, but anyone can do it. Anyone with work ethic can become an engineer. But I didn't have the work ethic. Guys, I was in an all-boys school. I didn't speak to girls. Episode 2 literally speaks on the fact that I kissed one girl throughout my whole high school experience. So now I'm meeting girls. And there was this beautiful girl who is the reason why I failed. There's 2 girls who are the reason why I failed. One of them, I'm going to call her Babacious. So there's Babacious and there's Heartbreaker. So Babacious was the girl who friend-zoned me for 3 years in high school. Babacious had a bounty on her from me. So we all went from, you know, Joburg to UP with Babacious and a bunch of people. So Babacious was literally the girl who was the love of my life. I wanted her to be my everything. I wanted her to be my queen. I wanted to kiss her toes. And I hate feet. You get me? So Babacious literally kept saying, nah. But I was up in first year. Like, you know, I was in Bucanote. I was in a, you know, this boy res. And we used to see girls. So people would see me with girls because, like, my res literally believed in me interacting with women and being social, which I am so grateful for, outside of them being snacks. So because Babacious was seeing that I was up and chilling with the cool kids and stuff, she was like, damn, Tato, you kind of looking a little bit kind of fly. And I was like, Babacious, come closer. Let me show you how fly I am. Let me show you how fly I am. So Babacious and I started speaking, went on a date, second date, third date, fourth date. And then we had a mutual friend who had an apartment. So we'd all go to this friend's apartment and we just chill, myself, Babacious, that girl, her nigga, and it was a really good time. And Babacious and I finally dated. But now, I have never experienced Mjola in my life. So obviously I'm trying to become a provider. I want to be someone that pays for the bill, man. Someone that picks your flowers. Someone that massages you when you're failing. Someone that's there for you when things are bad. You get me? So Babacious literally made me forget about school. I was literally going to Babacious classes more than going to my classes just to spend time with Babacious. I was coupling Babacious to class when I had tutorials. Babacious was traveling every day from PTA to Joburg. I would literally sometimes go to Joburg with her and then travel back to Pretoria just to chill Babacious for an extra hour, bro. So I blame Babacious for failing. But Babacious was a bad girlfriend. Eventually I had to call it quits because I could see that, no, man, she doesn't actually love me. She loves the fact that I'm literally a little simp. And I jump when she says jump. So I went from Babacious to Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker deserves her own episode. I think I might even dedicate this episode to Heartbreaker. Guys, Heartbreaker was such a bad person. The worst person. Like, Heartbreaker was a girl who I was studying with in university, right? And we were so madly in love. We were so in love, but we both had partners. And I broke up with the bitches because the bitches was bad to me, but Heartbreaker was beautiful. Heartbreaker was the love of my life. I think I'm going to speak about Heartbreaker. And she deserves her own episode, guys. Like, I'm not even trying to make it into a joke. Heartbreaker deserves an hour episode with tequila, tissues, and a whole lot of other alcohol. Because, yeah, she revived me. She divided my heart and soul. She broke my heart. Guys, if you guys want to hear the episode of Heartbreaker, go to Twitter. Hashtag Cito's Maluma. And I will speak about Heartbreaker that day. I think I'm going to tweet something. If you guys get it to a couple retweets, or if you guys get this episode to maybe, let's say, 5,000 likes, I will drop an episode. I will go record the episode of Heartbreaker as soon as it hits 5K likes. Same time. Yeah. But anyway, because of Totang, I was meeting girls. I was failing. The girls were making me fail. And university wasn't the greatest thing. Dropped a couple modules, failed a couple things. My dad gave me a long lecture. There's nothing worse than failing and going back home. Guys, so if you guys don't know how university works, like, there's two semesters. It's the first semester, you go, you're free for all, you try study, you pass, you fail, you drop, you fail, supplementary, you go back home, sometimes you get summer school. So I'm going back home, and I was like, yo, let's see your marks. So obviously, as a failing child, you try to postpone your parents seeing your marks for as long as you can. I postponed, until my dad tried to call the school. I said, I got the marks, hold up, here's the marks. He's seeing, okay, pass, 58, he's saying, okay, 62, Evan. Didn't you have 7 modules? Why are they only 6? Dropped one. Maths failed, summer school. He's like, Evan, supplementary, 999 gang. If you're from PTA, University of Pretoria, you know what 999 is. I don't know whether it's at UJ or VITS or UCT, but 999 is the sign that you have one more chance until you're told that you do not have any more chances left. So now I go to my dad, I'm like, yo, okay, cool, here are my marks. And I got a lecture for 3 weeks. Do you know how expensive university is? Do you know how hard I worked in university? Do you know that I did this and I did that and I want the best for you? A failure is not that good. But then at the same time, he'd make me feel bad for the first week. Then the second week, he'd be like, you know what? Failure is important. You need to fail in life. When you fail, you see the bad. Then eventually the good comes. So I think he'd literally make me feel like shit. And then from there, he's okay, cool. He's sad enough. Let me try and inspire him again for success. Which I think was a horrible strategy, because I failed again in the second semester. I think I repeated the exact same thing I did in the first semester. Maths failed, supplementary, what. Like, my first year was just horrible, bro. It was literally, I don't even know how I'm an engineer to this day. But what I know is that I am an engineer to this day. So in my first year failing gang, my dad tells me, okay, cool, this is horrible. Go back to school. But now, you know, when you fail, you have summer school, you're excited to go back to summer school because now your dad's been telling you, wash the dishes. Your mom's been saying, washing. They've been saying, you haven't swept. They've been saying, why are you sleeping so much? They've been saying, you can't go out. They've been saying, you want to go to the club? What is that? That time, all you've been doing for the past 6 months is go to the club. So I had summer school. I said, okay, cool, I've got summer school. Let me go all the way to summer school so I can have my freedom back. Went back to res, had like a month or like 3 weeks of summer school, passed my maths module. Amen. My dad said, okay, cool, wasn't worth it. Because summer school is 3 weeks, but you basically have to pay the price of the module again to basically get taught in 3 weeks what you learned in the past 5-6 months and then write an exam and also have a cumulative mark, which you've been doing through daily tests. So luckily I passed that. Amen, because I would have got the beating of my life if I did not pass that. So then I go back into the second semester and, yo, heartbreaker did her thing. But outside of that, guys, I was really experimenting with women. Like, I was really trying to get to know girls because I was like, you know what? I didn't get to know girls. And I'm not saying like I was going out and like kissing a girl every 2 days. No, like I was experimenting. Like, I was speaking to girls. I'm like, okay, cool. My female friends are like, yo, what do you guys like sexually? What do girls like? Like, I was literally doing a deep dive analysis research paper in my second semester on how to please a woman, how to be with a woman, because I didn't know any of those things. I didn't have the experience all the guys had from high school. You get me? So now, obviously, you know, when you ask certain girls, some of them be like, let me show you. You know the Pretoria girls? I'm like, yo, how do you make a girl feel good? She's like, oh, well, man, go one. Let me show you how it feels to make a girl from Pretoria feel good. And she did exactly that. So, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, she's going, she's doing her thing. And then I'm like, you know what? This makes so much sense. And I fell in love with pleasing women. I fell in love with meeting girls. I fell in love with all of that. And it brings me to this story, which is probably the title of this video. And the title of this video is my first threesome. And it's not what you guys think it is. And I'm going to tell you a story right now. So, in university, met a girl because I obviously have been doing my research on how to please a girl. Meet this girl. Let's call her Chimu My Chom. And if my friends are watching this, they know exactly what I'm calling her, Chimu My Chom. So, I meet Chimu My Chom, and she's from UJ. So, she's pulling through with the How Train Join to come see me. And I'm like, yo, what's up to me, my chum? And, you know, we're chilling, we're kicking it. We go all the way, we do everything. We're kissing, we're having sex, we're doing all those things. And obviously, I'm still a little bit insecure and shy, and I'm not comfortable with my body, but I was doing that thing. I was doing my thing, you get me? So now, I meet Chimmy, my chum, and now, one of my boys, Totlang, who I spoke about in the beginning, is like, my boy, let's have a party. He stayed in a commune. He's like, let's have a super party. Let's have a massive party. Let's invite as many girls as we can. Buy as much alcohol as we can and let's throw a fiesta, a movie, Project X Pretoria edition. So we did exactly that. Invited so many girls. I even told my girl at the time, Chimmy My Chom, to pull through with a friend. And she came through with a bunch of friends. So now she comes through with friends and girls that I know. And now Chimmy My Chom, I think she, I don't know if she smoked and she drank or if she smoked. You know, there's that rule. She's smoking weed. I think you can't smoke weed and then drink or drink and then smoke weed. But she was doing some stuff and she wasn't feeling that well. Little did I know she wasn't feeling well because something else. I don't speak about that. But it wasn't me. You get me? Exactly. Because I'm safe with it. So now she comes, but she's feeling sick the whole time. But now her other friends, she has these three other best friends. Fine as hell, beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, marvelous, the most beautiful black girls I have seen in my life. So now, Chimmy My Chom is sick, and the other three, I'm gonna call one of them one, other one two, other one three. So now one is beautiful. I'm like, yo, one, listen up. I think you're so stunning. I think you're so cool. I really like to get to know you. But she's like, yo, you're my best friend. I'm like, yo, forget about your bestie. Your bestie and I are just getting to know each other. But I want to get to know you the right way. The best way. And then number one goes, okay, cool. You know, we can talk and stuff. So now we're talking. We're chilling by the door. And now she's looking at me. I'm about to go in with that Lamza. As I'm about to say Lamza way, two pulls through. And two says, they're like, yo, what's up? What are you guys doing? I'm still like, yo, welele. I'm like, no, two, bro. Like, it's just not how it seems. She pulls one. She goes, one, what are you doing with Tato? One goes, ah, show me. You know what I'm doing. So now two goes, nah, let's show him how it's done. Hey, one and two start kissing. They do the nastiest, wettest lamza in my life. Mind you, there's a whole party going on. We were by the front door. One and two are kissing. I'm like, this is the university that they spoke about in the movies. I was so happy. I know it sounds so dumb, but guys, imagine a 17-year-old boy. I think I had turned 18 by then. 18-year-old boy didn't kiss girls in high school, didn't know girls, didn't do much, but he's seeing two girls kiss. So when these two girls are kissing, I'm just like, yo, wait a minute. Now one goes, why are you just staring at us, dummy? I say, what? What you mean? She's like, and two goes, yeah, why are you just staring? Come here. I said, no, man. No, man. That time, guys, these are literally two of my chum's best friends. I'm like, what did you guys mean? Why am I just? They're like, no, come here. So now I'm like, hey, one pulls me, I kiss one. You're the best lambs of my life. Two comes, two lambs as me. Now one and two lambs are ring. Now two and one lambs are me at the same time. Now I've got two girls kissing mine. I'm just there like, yo, where? Le, le. And I was like, yo, I'm going to try and actually see if I could do this crazy thing and have a threesome that night. But obviously, it was a thought in my head that I actually didn't follow through with, because obviously, like, what the hell, bro? Why are you trying to have sex with two people? And, like, your hand is there. That's weird. And that doesn't make sense. She wasn't my girlfriend, but she was the girl that I was seeing consistently at that time. You get me? So now, one and two start feeling really bad about doing that, but they don't, because throughout the night, we go check on Tommy my chum, but then one will be rubbing my thigh, and then two will be coming out and kissing me outside. So I don't know if they hated their friend or what, but that told me the women are evil. Women are my brothers. I don't tell a guy stay for the end, but this is the first part. Tell a guy, women are evil. Don't ever forget that women are bad people. And women, I'm sure you guys listen to this, like, Tato, don't, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. Comment down below what you guys think. But women are very, I'm scared of you guys. Anyway, one and two now are really, really worried about, like, Chumi my chum finding out. But now I told you guys in the beginning, there's four of them in a group. There's four of them that are friends. So now they go to basically number three. And they're like, yo, number three, we did this thing. And they're like, yo. And they go, number three, listen, because me, number one, and two, number two, kissed Tato, if you kissed Tato, we all did it, so we can't all get into trouble for it. I was just listening to this thing, like, what? They're like, yeah, so you have to kiss him too, just so that we don't get into trouble, because if you guys kiss him and it's just us two, we're going to get canceled. But if it's all of us, you can't trap all of us. So now I proceed to kiss the third friend, guys. That's when I was just like, nah. What is actually happening? I can't speak too much about what happened with one after, because that's going to expose who she is. But let's just say that, like, more things happened after that. And, like, yeah, man, it was quite a crazy experience. It's how I met one of my girlfriends actually at the time. But anyway, I won't speak about that too much. But yeah, man, girls are the reason why it is so bad in university. And I know episode one, episode two were very educational. They were very, you know, to the point. They had a purpose, social anxiety. Two was about me, you know, experiencing racism and being shy in high school and being friends with weird people. But three is about what I went through in my first year. And that's what I went through in my first year, guys. It was crazy. It was different. I cannot believe what I went through. So I think I'm going to end it here. I'm going to say, yo, to the guys listening, have fun. Have fun. Life is for the living. Life is short. But don't ever forget that you need to finish what you start. Because as much as I had crazy fun, failed in my first year, I picked up in second year, third year, third, fourth year. I picked up. I eventually changed degrees to industrial engineering, and I am an industrial engineer. I am an industrial and systems engineering graduate. This degree is international. It's the same degree you can get at Harvard, my brother. Harvard, my sister. I'm like my dad. So it's okay. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please, if you're going to give me 3 stars, give me 5 stars. And in the comment section below, tell me why you want to give me 3 stars so I can work on that. But I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to Seated with Malome. This was a crazy story time. I love you guys. This is so much fun. I really enjoy making these episodes. I enjoy speaking to you guys. I enjoy making it fun and educational sometimes. But at the same time, you know, I have to entertain. You know, I believe in entertaining, educating, and inspiring. And I hope that at least in this episode, I've entertained you guys. But I'm pretty sure I hit the inspiration and I hit the education too. It's your boy, Malome YouTube, signing out. Love you guys so much. See you guys clapping at home. Sure. So.